Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to punch the losers in the face.
Okay, y'all been waiting. It's about that time.
Nate Burleson, you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Welcome to Fantasy Football.
Come on, man. Give me the trumpets.
It's the NFL, greatest show we've ever seen. From 1920 to 2019. Every moment is meant to be. We've been balling every year for a century. Do it for the fans, give you what you wanted. Celebrate all year, we keeping it 100. You missed last season, I feel bad for you, son. We had 99 seasons, so let's add one.
Hey,
no more debating, man. Time is a go. While we at it, so is his coach. Bill Belichick a genius, the man is thrifty. With no cap, Brady might play till he's 50. Pat Mahomes was in a different kind of zone. Cooking in KC like brisket off the bone. That Chiefs and Rams game had so much hype. Put up the most points ever on a Monday night. Saints had the no call. Now that was a crazy. He was looking for the flag like the Pledge of Allegiance. The Jag fell off, see how quick that faded. The Browns upgraded when Odell got traded. Antonio's a Raider, blew my mind. From a shade in the steel city, who gon' shine? Le'Veon bet on himself, see that's a vet move. And now he flying high with the green, see that's a jet move. Couple legends trade places, who would've thought? Jason Witten came back, and Gronk took off. But the future is bright, baby, do not stress. Murray, Jones, and Haskins, y'all got next.
This is Nate Burleson, you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football.
Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football. We are back. Yes, we are back. It's been a couple of weeks, but let's get this started right.
All aboard!
We're taking your team to the next level. It's Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
That's right. The call-in number right now is 516-418-5986. And calling in all the way deep down south where they do the chicken, where they're doing the chicken jerk dance out there in Memphis. What's up with that chicken dance in Memphis, Lou? What's going on, man?
The chicken jerk dance.
You haven't seen that one yet?
Hello?
That's like
no, I haven't seen that one yet.
Memphis shit. Oh, man, you got to check that out on YouTube. It's looking crazy. But that's the
man,
chicken
I'm
dance.
In Memphis where we're all pissed off at the NCAA right now, ruling James Wiseman as possibly ineligible to play for Penny Hardaway's Tigers.
Oh, my God. That's what's going on? I seen that on Facebook yesterday. I seen you guys talking about it, but wasn't quite sure what you guys was talking about. So it's all has
yeah,
to do
so
with NCAA basketball.
Right. So it's crazy. They ruled Wiseman eligible back in May. Then Friday, they ruled him possibly ineligible because, get this, when James Wiseman was 8 years old, Penny Hardaway retired from the NBA. The school he graduated from, the University of Memphis, he made a $1 million donation to the school. That's where he went to school. He gave money to the university.
Uh-huh.
They said when Penny Hardaway gave money 8 years ago to the university, before he was the coach, before he was even considered to be the coach, before he was even coaching on that level, they said at that point in time, Penny Hardaway became a booster. So fast forward.
Yeah.
Nuts. Crazy. So A rich alumnus cannot donate to his or her university. You know, that makes them a booster. So, you know, fast forward, Penny Hardaway starts coaching on the AAU circuit. Wiseman plays for him. He lives in Nashville.
He forgets he even made the donation at this point. The donation
is
in the
bag. This is just what rich people do. They donate money because they got more than they can spend. You know, his name is on – at the University of Memphis, when I was doing the football games, we would have our pregame meetings at the Anthony Penny Hardaway Hall of Fame building. He made a donation, so they put his name on a building. You know,
wow.
So like I said, fast forward, you know, a few years later, Wiseman's playing in Penny's AAU team. He lives in Nashville. He has family here in Memphis. Penny Hardaway, who is the AAU coach at this time. AAU is way below college. He was an AAU coach.
Right.
Help the family. Right. It's lower than high school. It's not even high school.
I mean,
this is amateur sports. So Penny gave the family money to help them move to Memphis so Wiseman could stay with his sister and so he could play for Penny's, you know, team, his AAU team. A few years later, Penny becomes the head coach at a local high school. Wiseman is in the city, so guess what? He plays for his coach.
He goes to the high school. Right.
Right. So fast forward a little bit further, Wiseman has a soft commitment to the University of Kentucky. Who's the coach at the University in Kentucky? The former head coach of the Memphis Tigers, the guy who left the city in disgrace, John Calipari. Soft commitment to John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats. All of a sudden, the University of Memphis fires Tubby Smith, the basketball head coach, and who do they bring in? The two-time state basketball champion coach, Anthony Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway.
So this guy who was played, this guy who has played for this coach on the AAU circuit, he's played for him at high school. He says, "Wow, I can play for my coach in college." He doesn't commit to Kentucky. The Blue Bloods are pissed. Wiseman comes to Memphis along with other top-tier 4- and 5-star blue-chip recruits. The Blue Bloods in college basketball are livid because here you have a rookie coach who's never coached on the collegiate level, not as an assistant, not as a head coach. Here is this stranger that is coming to our fraternity and is shaking up the world. He has the number one recruiting class. This young man was already approved, and then all of a sudden, once the season starts, now he may not be eligible. This stinks.
Wow.
This is garbage. And, you know, thankfully, a judge here in the city approved an injunction to let him play for right now. But they got to have a whole hearing, and they got to go against the NCAA and everything. So it's nuts here, man.
Well, damn. That's what the hell is going on out there in Memphis, huh?
Yeah,
he's got a good attorney, and he's going to fight it. So he'll be okay.
His attorney, Leslie Fallon, is one of the best.
Yeah. David dated his daughter, so he thinks he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, for us here in Memphis, Leslie Fallon is like Johnny Cochran. He's the white Johnny Cochran.
Correct.
Okay.
So I think everything will be okay. I mean, the guy's a beast.
Yeah, man, it's
gonna be
not
okay
fantasy football related, but yeah, but
yeah,
it's important, man.
You know, if you see, I actually changed the name of the show from Fantasy Football to Fantasy Football with the Fellas. Right? This is the new man cave. The man cave for guys on Sunday morning to come in here and talk shit about whatever. You want to send a fuck you to Memphis, to the
not to Memphis, to the NCAA.
To the NCAA.
Yep.
Well,
go on, kick them with the quotes. You old.
Yeah. Let me find them real quick. Let me these are usually for you, Brian. But we giving these to the NCAA today.
You shit kicking, stinky horse manure smelling motherfucker! You.
You dirty eating piece of slime! You scum sucking pig! You son of a motherless goat!
You pieces of motherfucking
shit! That's horrible, man. Horrible, horrible. And but here's the thing. This is something that also hurts. So this young man comes from a family who is, you know, they're not the richest family in the world, but you know, James Wiseman has an opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars as the potential first-round draft pick in next year's draft. So taking him off the court this year could impact his position in the NBA draft next year. That could potentially cost Wiseman and his family millions upon millions of dollars. So you're going to not let this young man play, not be able to show himself to the NBA teams, you know, hurt his draft position because his coach made a donation to the university when the kid was 8 years old. It's horrible.
That's some bullshit, man.
It's horrible.
You know, I see that going around with you and your boys out there. I was like, I mean, you know, because I didn't watch the –
Casey Young.
Guys, man, we brought College Game Day here. We did that live, and then you're going to turn around and screw us like this, you know. If anybody from the NCAA wants to comment on this,
I love the Tigers,
welcome
man.
To call 516-418-5986. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, College Game Day was great, man. That experience was awesome. You know, 10,000 plus people on Beale Street just for College Game Day. Then you had the Liberty Bowl sell out with almost 60,000 people coming to support the Memphis Tigers as they knocked off a previously undefeated team. You know, so in football and basketball, everything is looking up. And then we have this happen late on a Friday afternoon, 2 hours before tip-off. The Tigers were getting ready to play, and you know, I'm driving home, and I get a text message that the lawyer is going to have a big press conference at 4:30, and I'm like, oh Lord, I hope it's not anything related to my job, and
right.
I get a text message like, hey, it's not anything related to you, but it's indirectly related to you. James Wiseman can't play basketball anymore, and so I pull over, and I'm like. You know, and is this a joke?
I know.
You know, is this real? You know, what in the world? Yeah, this is crazy, man.
See a little Penny has to say about it, man.
Picture this, a romantic comedy written directed by me, starring you and Tyra Banks, be a smash.
Yeah, that's fine, Spike. Listen, Spike, no disrespect, but I'm trying to watch my main man, Penny, dismantle the Knicks.
So, Spike is up.
Hey, Penny, pass it to Nick. No, not Nick, hard. Penny, pass it to Horace. He's open.
Ball
on the baseline. On the baseline. What? Five.
Thanks,
Penny.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, just trying to help him, man. Now, Spike, about that.
All right, little Penny. With a little something to say here in this. Yeah, well, you know, everything will work out for itself. The dude is going to play basketball. He's going to play somewhere. And you know, he's going to end up getting that money. But for now.
I hope so, man.
Let's hear some Drew Brees. Let's get a little.
It's time for this team to take it to the next level.
Welcome to Fantasy Football.
Really hard this year to put together an amazing team. I have studied the waiver wire. I know all the sleepers. I have done the bi-week plug-in. I have done it all, and all I want to do is watch the game and find out how my team does.
Welcome.
It's time to punch the losers in the face. Welcome to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
And this is a guy who has the potential to blow the hinges off of things.
Got to leave the past behind and move on to the next play.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
He's going to get a Christmas card from Memphis.
And now there's tight end Kittles and Bits.
Dude, I am just amazed by this guy.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I was surprised because of the team.
First carry of his career, he fumbled the ball.
This guy, wide receiver, Michael Thomas, he's solid, man. I love making my michelada, my chenchilada. But I've been up since like 5 in the morning, man, freaking out on my lineup, all 5 of them. So.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I got a hunch. I got a hunch.
Uh-oh, what's that?
The autumn wind is a pirate.
Is that that 5-4?
Go Raiders.
Blustering in from sea.
Is that that Thursday night football?
A rollicking song he sweeps along.
Go Raiders.
Swaggering.
Is that the Sergeant giving it up?
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, are you ready for some football? Raider Nation, you ain't ready for no football. You ain't ready for...
Yo, this is DJ Diesel. You listen to my man, DJ Slicks. Boy.
Let's see football. Let's see football.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football. Fantasy Football. All right, Fantasy Football, and we're back. And yes, Raider Nation, Sean, fuck the 8-0 49ers. This is about Raider Nation. We got 5-4, hey. And we're looking. We gotta have Kansas City go down so we can make our way into the playoffs and get that wild card spot and surprise the world. And it'll be the 49ers and the Raiders in the Super Bowl in Miami this year.
Oh, God.
We think
nice. You're going to finish?
Not think so fast, my friend.
Lay off the sauce. Gee. Camacho.
Man, what
I
you,
like the Raiders,
you, you've been eating some of them Oakland Raider Happy Brownies out there, man.
I think he has.
Oh, man. And we finally get a good win. It was incredible. The last 30 seconds, we were on the edge of our seat and watching this game.
Everybody was.
We were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Were you at the game, Rick?
No, I wasn't at the game, man.
Yes, you don't go to games anymore.
I'm in there yelling at the TV and cursing and screaming. My wife said, damn, are the Cowboys playing tonight?
Right.
I know, but you was channeling me, Lou. You was channeling me, buddy. Come on, square.
Yeah, I like the Raiders. I like that Jacobs guy. That guy is a beast.
Josh Jacobs.
That's a great story,
thing, man. Eric Wright.
Talking about
from nowhere to somewhere. Eric Wright came out and did his thing, you know. And he's had the kid had no glory at all, and. And Steve Smith had to sit him down and say, look, enjoy your time. You know, enjoy this because you look like you've never been. You didn't expect this to happen. You know, enjoy this right now. If you guys seen that interview at the end of Thursday Night Football when they brought Eric Wright up there, that was like one of the best interviews I've seen. Because a lot of times they bring these guys up there that have been in the spotlight before and you know, and that's just what they do. This dude has never been in the spotlight. He worked hard for where he got to where he's at right now. And just to see that amazement, like, oh, my God, what the hell is going on today? All because I'm doing my job and I'm playing good, right? That was kind of awesome to me. Thought it was cool. All right. And what's going on with you, Mr. Chencho Sanchez, Francho Ranchez.
Oh, man, I'm over here just trying to figure out how dope the Niners are and how dope the Raiders are, and it's a good time to be a Bay Area fan. It's so good that I moved out, and I'm out here in Modesto now. I'm living out here, loving life with, like, nobody out here. It's awesome.
You moved to Modesto?
I'm out here, brother. I'm in Modesto. I'm in the Mo. I'm in Motown.
Man, you out there with – if you guys ain't seen – have you seen the Ice Cube in the Ice Cube movie, right? Jakey Promoters. It's all about Modesto. Have you seen it, Chance? Mm.
Back in the day, yeah, bro. Janky Promoters, right? With Mike
Janky
F.
Promoters, yeah. Yep. Now you out there. Now you in Modesto. You got to watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
You in Modesto.
I'm right here in
Modesto,
bro.
Guys.
I feel like
right.
I'm in Mexico.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, man. So we got some, we do have some stuff going on today. People are tweeting, they're asking, who do I start? So we got another one. Here's a good one right here. Who should I start in my flex? Wow, with the big news of Josh Gordon going to Seattle, he comes up as a flex position. Is Josh Gordon somebody that you should even be thinking about starting in a flex position, Luke?
Dude, I think you should. This guy is going to be a great target for Russell Wilson, and he's going to get himself together. Today starts the redemption tour for Josh Gordon. I've tried to pick him up in every league that he was available in because I just believe he's going to handle business.
Okay.
His highest output this year has been 6 catches for 83 yards against the Jets. And, you know, that's when he was with with New England. And, you know, there is no clear-cut number one receiver in New England. But in Seattle, he has the potential to be the guy. So he's out there, guys. He's available. I'd get him, and I will go on and start him this week. That's just me.
I don't know about that, Memphis Lou. I think we need to ask Misha if Misha's on the horn. How he looked up in New England. He did not look that good in New England. I didn't think he looked too good in New England. And then he's going over there and playing with Tyler Lockett, who's a straight-up star this year, and then DK Metcalf, who's going to be a rising star. I mean, I'd give it at least a week to see how he even, like, fits into the system. But, I mean, Tyler Lockett is blowing up this year. I mean, he's, almost a top 5 wide receiver or something like that. So he's not going to take over nothing. And he did not look too good. And some of the highlights that I saw, the highlights didn't even look that good. He's looking all lanky. Like, freaking.
No, I kind of agree with.
Alshon Jeffrey trying to break dance. You know what I'm saying?
This person's asking, who should they start in their flex? Josh Gordon, Latavius Murray, or Curtis Samuel? With the return of Alvin Kamara this week, I don't think Latavius Murray.
I wouldn't touch Latavius Murray.
Alvin Kamara is coming back, and he's coming back strong. So if you sat on Alvin Kamara this whole time, and now just kind of like I sat on Patrick Mahomes, I didn't try to get him off. I just sat him, and now I get to play him again this week. So
yeah,
leave Latavius Murray alone. The other one was Curtis Samuel, and then. And then Josh Gordon. What do you guys think? What do you think, Brian?
I'd say Samuel. My bad.
Samuel, okay.
You know, Josh Gordon, he's got something to prove. And so I think Gordon, I mean, with Russell Wilson, I think Gordon's, you know, wants to, you know, show up to the Patriots. And it's Monday night against the Niners defense. Is good. Are they saying Gordon's going to start?
I'm not sure.
Okay. He's going to score.
We got racist news by racist Brian that he's starting.
Not so racist Brian now.
Stop with this racist crap.
Oh, come on. It's the best, it's the best part.
Is that Misha?
No, it's everybody.
Chad Morris was just fired at Arkansas. So there you go. Breaking news at
Arkansas. Zach Morris got dumped by Lisa Turtle. What?
That really happened, bro. That really happened.
Chad Morris was fired in Arkansas. Wow.
What a sad day. I like Zach and Kelly more anyway.
Yeah, but in real life, Zach and Lisa were an item. If you want to know your Saved by the Bell dirt.
Oh, you're talking about
they were an item.
Lisa was a Jehovah's Witness, and Zach is like half Filipino. Nobody knows that.
Correct.
Damn. Hey, I went to the same college as Mr. Belvin.
Mr. Belvedere?
Mr. Belding, not Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Belvedere, 137 years old. I'm talking about Principal Belding.
Hey, yeah.
the guy who put pal in principal.
Mr. Belding, for real, Mr. Belding.
he went to UT Chattanooga.
Yeah, he does.
Nice.
Yeah, him and the phone.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks with the sex tape.
Dang.
Oh, Tom Hanks straight
I
out
tell
of
you
Oakland.
What.
Tom Hanks, shout out Oakland. Tom Hanks. Skyline High School.
Shout out Oakland, yeah.
Tom Hanks with the
never
sex tape.
Never travel with Tom
hey,
Hanks.
Man.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood.
Tom Hanks with
Clint Eastwood.
Shout out Oakland. A lot of people coming from here. How about that? How about that Alabama LSU game yesterday?
Oh, that was a great
LSU
game.
LSU was 8-0 coming into Alabama.
LSU, 8-0 LSU, me. I lost money on that. No.
How about you lost money on it? Ah, shit. I won money on the Raiders, but I'm losing on this BC game. How much did you bet on it? Man, I'm telling you, Burrows is going to be the real quarterback. He's going to be, I'm telling you right now, him and A-Bear are going to be better than Dan Marino. You heard it first. I will go to my grave. Burrows is going to be better than Dan Marino.
Going
to
go
to because you're a Dolphins fan, so you're comparing it
yeah,
to Dan Marino.
Dolphins need to start losing some games. If they win today, they're losing goddamn
like
games.
So he's going to be better than a quarterback who had a dope year and then never went back to the Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Dan Marino's a prick. He's all about himself. He doesn't care about anybody else. He has a chance. You need a quarterback that's going
to
have it. I'm just saying he's going to be a better quarterback than Dan Marino.
Better man.
Hey,
better
I'll tell man. You what. This is Veterans Weekend. It says we're going all out with all kinds of fucking different kind of we got hella different subjects right now. We're gonna go Veterans Day. Smackin' Spices is offering free shipping for today and tomorrow only. Go to smackinspices.bigcartel.com or follow it at Smackin' Spices on Instagram. How do you like your Smackin' Spices, Chencho? You still got
I
it?
I like
you
my
spices.
Yeah, I still sprinkle on my sandwiches, on my steaks, stuff like that. It's good
uh-huh.
taste.
Good. You haven't had any Brian, but Lou, you still need more? Or you got? How you doing out
actually,
there?
I used the last of my smacking on some ribs that I did this week, so. I need to get in on that free shipping deal, man.
There you go. You need to go to Smackin' Spices on Instagram or hit smackinspices.bigcartel.com. Use the code HOORAH this weekend only. Discount code HOORAH for free shipping. And I got you. It's all good, man. Smackin' Spices. And by the way, guys, I got into Lumpy's Diner. Did I tell you guys that last time? And now I own the term smacking. It's all me.
Nice.
Football. And let's get back to football now. All right. Not so racist,
need,
Brian. How you doing today?
Good. I need some help, guys. Who should I start a quarterback? Should I pick up Brian Hoyer or should I start Mason Rudolph? Hoyer has two of his receivers down, Hilton and some other guys not playing. So it's one and it's two are down. But they're playing the crappy-ass Miami Dolphins. And Mason Rudolph's going against the Rams. I don't know who to start because I got Jacob Brissett as my quarterback and he's out. So what does everyone think?
Well, I told him earlier. I think Hoyer is the way to go. The Colts have been handling business. You know, even though you do have starters out, they still have a good running game. They still have a solid defense, and so he's going to get more of a chance against the Dolphins than, the silk curtain going up, against a stronger defense.
Yeah, and didn't Hoyer do pretty good when he stepped in? Didn't he have, a couple touchdowns and everything? I think you'd go with Hoyer. Yeah, he had three touchdowns.
I got a
pretty good.
Guys.
You can't
Kirk Cousins on Sunday Night Football versus Dallas or Jimmy Garoppolo on Monday Night versus Seattle?
Oh, Jimmy G. I think that's an easy one. Jimmy G, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G. Over.
Yeah,
I mean, over
Seattle's defense is not who they used to be, man. So it's definitely best. And those Dallas Cowboys, they're actually playing pretty decent right now. So
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, but also Jimmy G is available in many leagues, man. Dude is not in the 80 or 90 percentile of ownership. So, I mean, if you know, you might be able to go scoop dude up as a waiver flavor as well.
Yeah, speaking of waiver flavor, we just about to get into that as we going around the room. But first, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, and we've been here for about, what, 2 weeks? We took 2 weeks off. Hold on, we do have a phone call coming in from the 925. 925, what's happening? Who's this?
Hey, this is
925, who's calling? Darius.
Hello.
What's happening, Darius?
I got a question.
Darius is calling in the show, fellas. My son.
All right.
What's your question,
right,
man?
Who would you rather play, Drew Brees or Dak Prescott?
Drew Brees, hands down.
Oh.
Drew Brees.
And that's coming straight from a Cowboy fan. A Cowboy fan is saying Drew Brees.
All right.
I mean, I like Dak Prescott. I love him. I love him. That's my dude. I'm going to ride with him. But
right.
Drew Brees is a fucking Hall of Famer, man. I mean, dude,
yeah.
He sees the field differently. This dude is like, you know, number one or number two on almost all of the charts, and that can be inconsistent. So if you want your money,
right,
go with the legend.
All right.
But I do hope Dak put up 50 points this week.
When I was stuck on my bench, I wouldn't want that.
So, Darius, who's been your superstar? So, I'm going to include you in this. Let's not say who's your superstar, Darius. I'm going to include you in this little segment we're doing right now. This segment is called She's Out of My Life. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And what it is we're talking about people that have been on your team, somebody who's been on your team, and you're just so sick of them because they make good points when you're not playing them. When you are playing them, they don't do shit for you, and you're just sick and tired, and you have to let go, right? So it's called Out of My Life. So think of somebody, and I'm gonna let Brian start this one. We got Not So Racist Brian on the phone, so I'm gonna let Not So Racist Brian start this one out. So. How's that, Brian? That's better? Not so
okay. Can you be nice now? So you want me to think of somebody that is not on my team that's out of my life, correct?
I'll start it for you, okay? And this one started a few weeks ago when we had this great Memphis debate, and we fell in love with Memphis, right? So let me show you.
She's out of my life.
Fantasy football.
I just want to say,
Kitchen Radio.
I believed in you. You were there for me. I thought you were so good. You were Todd Gurley's backup. And then Brown comes in and takes all your carries. You're from Memphis.
Henderson.
Darrell Henderson.
Darnell Henderson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta get you out of my life. Go back to the waivers and have a great life. There it is. That's for you, Luke.
Damn. Cold blooded.
Yeah. Henderson had, since we've talked, 6 points in week six against San Francisco, 4 points in week seven against Atlanta. And then you go Cincinnati where, hey, everybody's going to score against Cincinnati. He puts up 8 points. They just decide to roll with Brown and just leave Henderson for next year. He might be a good pickup. He's great in probably a dynasty league. But this year, I got to let you go, buddy. It's all good.
Yeah.
Lou, let's go to you, man. Who you got? Here it goes.
And I don't know whether to laugh.
Go ahead, Lou.
Man, I gotta go with. I'm gonna stick at home on this one. My Dallas Cowboys defense. I had them in the beginning because I believed them in preseason. There was a lot of potential, a lot of hope. And the first 6 weeks, you know, they just single digits, 5 points, 4 points, 3 points. I drop them, and they come on like a house on fire, man. 2 weeks in a row, they've been cutting up sideways, and I don't even have on my team, you know, and I feel bad because the only reason why I dropped them is because it was a bye week. So I picked up Green Bay, dropped my Cowboys because they were on bye, and the defense has, man, they've been killing.
Wow, and then you had to let them go.
I had to let them go. Cold-blooded.
All right, Chencho. All right, Chencho. Who are you crying about today? Go ahead. You got to let go.
Man, I'm going after that light skin, concussion having, no quarterback having, tight end from Washington, Jordan Reed, man. Where are you? We don't know where you're at. You're on the team, but I haven't seen you. Please, call me. Where are you? I'm worried. Text me.
I think he's been out of everybody's life for about 2 years now.
I got one for you. I got one on my team's killing me.
Okay, hold on, motherfucker. Hold on, here we go.
He's ready for this one.
Go ahead.
This black guy gets on my nerves.
Okay, this guy absolutely, I mean, he shits on himself. He thinks he's all that. He thought he was going to be the greatest quarterback. He's on all these commercials. I can't deal with you anymore, Baker Mayfield. You're nothing to write home about. You were a walk-on at Texas Tech, and that's all you are. You couldn't even play high school football. You were a dork. You've caused me to lose all my fantasy games in 2-7 in one of my records. You're out of my life. I don't want to ever see you again, and I hope you go get drunk and shit on yourself again.
I second that emotion on that one,
yeah.
Man. Fuck Baker Mayfield. All right, Darius.
I hate that guy.
We had time to see how it goes. You ready?
All right.
You go, Darius.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cue you up. Go ahead.
I had a few, but this one goes out to my main guy. You know who this is. Antonio Brown. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Second round with the 22 pick. And you fumbled the bag. I have your jersey on my wall. I don't even know why. It's just there for hope. But you let me down. You're my favorite player ever. And you just let me down with 1 week of Tom Brady and allegations. Have you thinking you were going to come back, but you didn't. And I hate you now, Antonio Brown.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Here we go.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
Hey, everyone. Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football. Fantasy Football.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Burleson. You listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Yo, what's up? This is Lincoln Kennedy, the Oakland Raiders. You listen to Soul Kitchen Radio. Raider Nation, one love, baby.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Hi, this is Herm Edwards on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Yo, this is DJ Diesel. You listen to my man, DJ Slicks. Boy.
Fantasy football. Fantasy football.
Boy, got to throw it in that shack at the last minute. All right, so we got that out of the way, man. I'm happy. Patrick Mahomes is back. What do you guys think? How's he? Is he going to be just crazy back, or are we going to see a kind of limping Patrick Mahomes, or is he going to be left-handed, blindside throwing back? What do you guys think?
I think he's coming back.
Chance.
Go Lou.
Chance, go ahead.
I think he's coming back hard, man. I mean, this has kind of been a blessing in disguise. He's been able to heal for his ankle as well, not just his knee. Because, you know, that was kind of an issue when he was playing. The ankle was bothering him. So he's had a few, you know, few more weeks to, you know, heal that. And he's been on the sideline hungry. You've seen him on the sideline, man. He's pumped up. He's ready to go. He wants to be back with the boys. He's got something to prove. I see him having a good game. And Tennessee, you know, they're not too, you know, they got that monster quarterback Tannehill from Miami. I see him having a big game coming back.
Wait a minute. Let's take it back a few years back. Didn't Brian create a Facebook of Ryan Tannehill faking that he was Ryan Tannehill on Facebook a few years back?
That was Chad Henne, buddy. That was Chad Henne. I hated that guy. Who's he with now?
That's right.
Yeah, and then Jim Jensen got on.
He created a Chad Henne Facebook.
Oh, I hate
that
guy.
Hilarious.
God.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was a while ago, guys, like 9 years.
Somebody who's been really getting on my nerves, right? He's out of my life segment because I'm so sick of dealing with this bullshit. Seven points against Tampa Bay, 2 points against San Francisco, 5 points against Tennessee. I'm talking about the one, the only Greg Olsen, who's only put in double digits one time this season. Right, and that was 23 points at Arizona when he had 7 targets for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. Greg Olsen, this is my dilemma. I have Greg Olsen starting today against Green Bay, sitting on my bench.
I thought Greg Olsen's an announcer now. I think he retired, buddy.
Sitting on my bench is the former announcer, Jason Witten. Who's actually doing pretty well. He hasn't put in many double. He did put in double digits against the Giants, double digits against the Redskins, double digits against the Giants twice. Now he has Minnesota. Do I sit Greg Olsen and play Jason Witten? Let me go to the Cowboy Whisperer, Mr. Big Memphis Lou. What do you think, man? Do I play Jason Witten? Get that Monday night points?
Well, I'm not too sold on Jason Witten, but with Cooper, you know, being questionable today, there's a possibility that he may not get as many snaps as he has in previous weeks. There was questions if he would even play this week. I think he may the quarterback may have to lean a little bit more heavily on Jason Witten if there's going to be a lighter load on Amari Cooper. So I would ride him. But you got to remember, one of my old buddies, he calls him basic-ass Jason Witten. He's going to catch it, and he's going to fall down. That's it. That's it. There's going to be no yak yards, no stiff move, no juke. Catch the ball, lay down. That's Jason Witten.
Yep, that's Jason Witten. So I'm going Jason Witten. Get them Monday night points. Here's another one. In on the waivers, we got Baker Mayfield, Kyle Allen, Mitchell Trubisky, Finley, Tyreek Hill, and Hoyer. Who is the best out of that group? And let's go with you, Chance. Who do you got? Who's the best? Baker Mayfield, Kyle Allen, Mitchell Trubisky. We'll just stick with those three. And Brian Hoyer.
Jesus Christ, man. I don't want none of that. I'll go with Brian Hoyer, I guess, because he hasn't had enough time to suck like those guys.
Wow.
Something's up with Baker. And Allen. Allen's got some weapons, so maybe Allen. But Hoyer's just, you know, he's just a replacement, so.
And Trubisky, yeah, man, Trubisky is another one of those. Go ahead.
You pick between Hoyer and Kyle Allen this week. Kyle Allen has Green Bay, so it's going to be a shootout. So he's going to have opportunity. So I'd ride with Allen on this one. And they think he may be the long-term solution in Carolina.
Well, you know, they put Cam Newton on IR, so he's officially gone. You know, so
yep.
he will no longer. I think this will probably be his last time in there. Now, what about defense? Mm-hmm. Defense, we got Los Angeles Rams or Dallas? Los Angeles Rams playing Pitt. Is that going to be – Pittsburgh is kind of gone now, right? What's the word with Pittsburgh, fellas?
They're getting exactly what they deserve. It's a crappy team, a crappy organization, a crappy former starting quarterback. So I'm happy. I'm excited.
Who are you talking about? The Pittsburgh Pilots?
Pittsburgh Pirates. It makes me smile every time they lose.
Definitely not the Pittsburgh Pirates, man. Pittsburgh Pirates, we're on fire. 5-0. 9-1.
Hey. I know we're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, the freaking both winningest Super Bowls, you know, franchise in the freaking, you know, come on, man. That's messed up.
I love it.
Man, bump the Steelers as a label and an organization.
Wow,
hey,
I think
I
the
Steelers
are doing a great job for what they have. What they have right now, I think they're doing a great job. Their defense is monsters this year. I don't know if you guys don't know. Yeah, they got a top five defense, like since day one, since this whole year. I thought they were just getting lucky in the first few weeks, but they're solid. And I think Mike Tomlin's done a good job.
Yeah, I hope Tomlin.
You know, I love the Pittsburgh Steelers. I hope he doesn't. I like Tomlin, you know, but how long has he been there? About 12, 15 years? You know, it's sometimes
but
you got to make a change.
Pittsburgh
but
known.
They've only had
to keep
coaches.
Their coaches forever, man.
Yeah.
They've only had three coaches.
I think he does great. You know.
Yeah, they've had three coaches. But the Rams defense against the Pittsburgh offense, got to go.
You know, I love the Pittsburgh Steelers, but this is my heart.
Hi, this is head coach John Gruden calling on behalf of the Oakland Raiders ticket department. I'm calling to congratulate you on renewing your Raiders season tickets for the
autumn.
You know,
wind
we're
is
Raider
a pirate.
Nation over here.
Blustering in from sea.
All right, I'm not going to tell you guys with that again. All right, let's get into one of our best segments. It's almost time to go. It's almost time for kickoff. We got about 10 minutes for kickoff. So real quick, we're going to get into our waiver flavor. So everybody bring your waiver flavor. Who do you like on the waiver wire? And here we go.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going
on. Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
I
heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
All right, I'll start my waiver flavor, man. My waiver flavor is Mecole Hardman from Kansas City Chiefs, right? With the return of his quarterback, Hardman has – he had 15 points in week two with this quarterback, 15 points in week three with this quarterback. And even without his quarterback, he had 11 points against Denver, 15 points against Green Bay. He's only 27% owned in Yahoo leagues right now. If you don't have him and you need a sleeper, you need a waiver flavor, you need somebody who's going to come out of the gate and get you those nice yards, some PPR stuff. Pick up Hardman. That's my waiver flavor. All right, go ahead. Who's next? Let's go to Lou. Who's your waiver flavor, Lou? Lou's on mute. Let's go to Chance. Who's your waiver flavor, Chance?
All right, I'm going to go way back because I haven't had one of these all year. We're going to go with Uncle Frencho's Dynasty Darling. That we see that's how long it's been. Uncle Fruncho's dynasty darling. We're going to go with Darius Slayton, wide receiver, New York Giants. I picked him up in the preseason just because there was all that drama with all the New York Giants wide receivers. I believe Sterling Shepard is out again, breaking news. And Slayton has been picking up the slack. He's kind of been on and off. He's had double digits a few times, three times. And he's kind of a – he's a big boy. He's a big boy. And they're playing the Jets. We all know they suck. So give him a chance. Golden Tate kind of been, you know, shining. He's doing his thing. But for waivers, pick up Darius Slayton. He's going to be the number two wide receiver, I believe, unless Cody Latimer starts showing up. But Slayton.
Yeah, you know, I did pick up Slayton a couple weeks ago when Sterling Shepard first got hurt. But Benny Fowler's been doing some stuff and with the Giants too. He's been coming on. But yeah, Slayton's a good one. Let's go with not so racist Brian. What do you got? Who's your waiver player?
I'm gonna go, you know, guys, I'm struggling. I need a win this week. I'm gonna go Brian Hoyer. I think Brian Hoyer's, you know, he was a backup to Brady in New England. He came out last week and he scored three touchdowns. They're playing against the horrible Miami Dolphins. I hope Hoyer scores 70 points on them today. And I think Hoyer's going to throw it for three touchdowns. The only thing that worries me is not having to receive the receivers, but hopefully someone else steps up. So I'm going to go Brian Hoyer.
All right. Cool. Darius, you're on the line still, right? Who's your flavor? Who's somebody you're gonna pick up? Who's that sleeper out there that you think could wake up?
I think OJ Howard could wake up.
God, he's out of my life.
I feel like he could wake up. Last year he had potential, a lot of potential. I don't know where it's at right now, but it's a risk. But I feel like OJ Howard could wake up at some point.
All right. I like the OJ Howard pick, man. He was always one big one on my list, my targets to get on my teams. And I don't know what the fuck is going on in Tampa Bay right now. But Memphis Lou, what do you got? Who's your waiver flavor, man?
Man, dude, I am so sold this week on Josh Reynolds. With Brandon Cooks being on the sideline, Reynolds is going to have a chance again to shine. They played previously, you know, against Cincinnati, he had three catches for 73 yards and a touchdown for 16.2 points. Man, dude is owned in 7.4% of ESPN fantasy leagues. 7.4% of ESPN fantasy leagues, and he's projected to do double digits this week. So, man, he's available. You got 4 minutes. Go out there, pick this dude up.
All right, that's a good one. Let's get around. Go ahead, Chento. I know you got to get off of here. So, what you want to see this week?
Man, you know what I want to see? I want to see freaking 9-0, baby. That's what I'm going for. You know, that's not even a question, baby. Boom, baby.
He sounds like Misha.
Brian, why don't you go watch Jojo Rabbit for the 100th time in a row, you freaking racist. And I'll get it with you because it's the best movie of the year.
Be a winner.
Best movie of the year. I was talking about
Lou.
Good Boys. Jojo
good
Rabbit,
boys
go watch it. No, Jojo Rabbit, Ben, watch it. Adolf Hitler is hilarious. Hashtag hilarious.
Hilarious. Good job, man. You fucking full of punch. All right. Lou, what do you got?
What I want to see, obviously, for Sunday Night Football, I'm going to have my champagne. I'm going to have my Jameson. I'm going to have my orange juice. I'm going to put on my gray Tony Pollard jersey, and I want to see the Dallas Cowboys step up and kick the ever-loving crap out of the Minnesota Vikings. I don't want them to say skull tonight. I don't want them to blow no damn horns. I want them to suffer and lose at the hands of America's team.
I love it. Brian, not so racist Brian, what do you got?
I hate black guys, you know. It's just horrible.
what do I got today? Guys, here's the game. Are the Titans going to step up and play for their playoff
life? I like black girls.
They're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, we were at a Tennessee game versus the Bills. Titans fans need to get up on the – start being more excited, man. Get into the game, Titans fans. Be real. You're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, this is your Super Bowl. Win the game, Tannehill.
All right. There it is. Let's see. Darius, since you're still here, what do you want to see this weekend? What do you want to see today in football?
I really hope I see some production out of Saquon Barkley. Like, he hasn't been putting up the numbers to my liking as of yet, but I hope to see Saquon is running right. And Chris Herndon, I've been waiting for this guy for like 9 weeks. I haven't dropped him yet. I'm trying to see if Chris Herndon can get some points against the boo-boo Giants, and then I'll be a happy camper. If not, I don't know. I might be in a mood.
All right. Well, there it is, fellas. Everybody else, it's fantasy football. And make sure you go get that Smack of Spices. It's on sale right now. Free shipping across the country. Lou, get on there. Smack of Spices IG. You could order it right there. And I will ship that shit out. And you will have some good-ass food. Brian, get yourself on Smack of Spices IG. And it's good to go. We out. It's Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace out, bitches.
Woo! Woo!
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point? Don't smoke crack.